The Roman Emperor Hadrian, at the beginning of this millennium, fell in love with a young man from Bithynia who was his companion on his travels throughout the world and who, for some unknown reason, took a swim across the Nile and drowned. And when Hadrian lost his beloved, he ordered a statue of the young man to be erected in the town square of every city in the known world at that time. This image fascinated me, this sense of replicating the lost, placing the image of the beloved everywhere. And part of Hadrian's notion was that by putting that sculpture in each town, wherever Hadrian went, the beloved would be there before him. The death of Antinous. When the beautiful young man drowned, accidentally swimming at dawn in a current too swift for him, or obedient to some cult of total immersion that promised the bather would come up divine, mortality rinsed from him, Hadrian placed his image everywhere. A marble Antinous staring across the public squares where a few dogs always scuffled, planted in every squalid little crossroads at the furthest corners of the empire. What do we want in any body but the world? And if the lover's inimitable form was nowhere, then he would find it everywhere. Though the boy became simply more dead as the sculptors embodied him. Wherever Hadrian might travel, the beloved figure would be there first. The turn of his shoulders, the exact marble nipples, the drowned face, not really lost to the Nile, which has no appetite, merely takes in anything without judgment or expectation, but lost into its own multiplication, an artifice rubbed with oils and acid so that the skin might shine. Which of these did I love? Here is his hair. Here his hair again. Here the chiseled liquid waste I hold because I cannot hold it. If only one of you, he might have said to any of the thousand marble boys anywhere, would speak. Or the statues might have been enough. The drowned boy blurred as much by memory as by water, molded toward an essential, remote ideal. Longing, of course, become its own object, the way that desire can make anything into a god.